1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A man arrested and accused of trying to open a door to the outside of a jetliner in flight and of stabbing a flight attendant. This was the pilot talking to a tower.
That person was subdued and is being detained right now. However, going quietly, he's just laying there with six able bodies on top of him.
That clip from Broadcastify. The railroad says there were chemical tanker cars on the freight train that derailed in Springfield, Ohio over the weekend, but none of those tanker cars jumped the tracks.
We've seen EPA officials here throughout the day. We've seen a couple of folks even wearing hazmat vests going through that crash site just to look and investigate.
ABC's Alex Prochet in Springfield. U.S. and Mexican officials working to find four Americans kidnapped in Mexico. White House spokesperson Corinne Jean-Pierre.
We will continue to coordinate with Mexico and push them to bring those responsible to justice.
This is ABC News. There was a slight increase in gas prices this week.
Gas prices dropped slightly in the Rockies. They're almost unchanged on the East Coast. But nationwide, the average price for a gallon of regular gasoline is up by 5 cents over the last week. This is still 71 cents lower than this time last year. But the increase, according to the Energy Department, has been driven by the Midwest. It's up 10 cents there. Prices are up by 9 cents on the West Coast. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Some of the U.S. military's most powerful women gathered at the Pentagon today celebrating Women's History Month. Army General Laura Richardson is head of the U.S. Southern Command. She asked a rhetorical question.
Where else can you be a helicopter pilot, work at the White House, work at the United States Capitol, work at the Pentagon, lead America's sons and daughters in combat, do all of those things? I could have never imagined that I would be able to do that in the military.
Andy Field, ABC News.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that my brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gina Beauclair?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check. Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats, okay?
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
You can always let us know if you're drinking with lawmakers at 844-967-2789.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin, happy Monday, March 6, 2023. We are live in Waukesha, ready to start a new week.
Yes.
Jane Matinair, how are you doing?
I'm great. Glad to see you.
Do you have a relaxing weekend? Are you ready for another week?
I am ready for another week. It was a relatively relaxing weekend, yes.
Good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You were busy.
We were pretty busy. We had the Shamrock Shuffle on Saturday, which is my husband's big event. That if anyone who has lived in Milwaukee in the last 14 years might be familiar with, whether you partook or you just tried to avoid 10,000 people in green shirts on a bar crawl. And this was the first year that it was basically back to the full capacity that it was, because he snuck it in the beginning of March 2020.
Oh, no kidding.
And
just by a hair,
as far as, because it was always the first weekend of March. So it's like the first celebration in Milwaukee for St. Patrick's Day. And then we get a parade, we get actual St. Patrick's Day. You know, there's a lot of
celebrating.
For not being a quintessentially Irish town, it's a lot of celebrating for St. Patrick's Day in Milwaukee.
We embrace all parties.
It's something, probably something to do with the drinking. All right. So, so that was this weekend. Seemingly went off without a hitch as far as... We didn't have any calls from the police or anything like that but it was truly between Water, 3rd Street, Brady Street, Walker's Point. There was a lot of green shirts out. But also, I mean, it was a huge weekend. There was a Bucks game at the Fiserv.
Yeah.
There was a Marquette game at
Yep.
So it was a busy, people made money on Saturday or spent money.
That's good.
One of the two. So it was good. But we're back with a full show. Very excited about it. So coming up on today's show, in the noon hour, did you know that there's 9 million voters that live abroad?
9 million?
I think so. At least that's the stat that is on the website for Democrats Abroad, which is an organization that helps and assists people who are still voting in the United States and are U.S. citizens who can vote, but living abroad. And so today we're going to be talking to Annie Grawl, who's on the Wisconsin State team for Democrats Abroad, to talk about some of the work that they do, kind of why it's so hard from their point of view to vote, even when you live abroad. And, you know, I think it's one of those things that for absentee voting by mail, that's only become so much part of the conversation since 2020 with the pandemic. But there's a lot of people who've been voting by mail, whether they're military or people who just live abroad.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time. So I think talking about what they would like to see change to make that easier. And so that's coming up at noon. And then at 12:30, We're going to be talking to Jesse Apoyan and Scott Girard, who are, Jesse is the Capital Bureau Chief at the Cap Times, and Scott is the K-12 education reporter for the Cap Times. A month ago, the article's a little old now, but it gives really good context to the school funding debate where we find ourselves now. So the title of that is that what they published on February 1st in the Cap Times is "School Funding Hangs in the Balance of Wisconsin Budget Debate." And so they're going to be here because I think they did a really good job of laying out the different arguments, laying out how we got here as far as revenue caps and Act 10 and the debate about kind of expanding on the conversation we had with CJ Safer last Thursday. Mm-hmm. And the kind of combination between, you know, we've been behind because school funding hasn't been tied to inflation. And so there's not overnight just that even if, which probably won't happen, but even if Governor Evers got the budget that he's asking for, would that make up for the amount of loss that there's been over the last 12, 15 years? But then simultaneously, how much should that be tied to reform? Where does vouchers play in all of this? And so as two reporters who come at this at a much more objective stance than advocacy policy people, who, because this is it's a heated issue. People,
yes, it is.
People get fired up about schools with good reason because it's important. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to getting their insight and kind of foundational understanding of what the debate is. And then in the last hour, have you heard of Bare Minimum Mondays, Jane?
I have not.
Well, we're going to talk about what they are. They may not be feasible for everyone, but maybe what we could take from this idea of a Bare Minimum Monday and apply to our life. Not everything's going to be applicable, but I'm excited to hear your thoughts because I have a prediction that you are going to audibly roll your eyes.
I never do that. What do you mean?
Oh, but to start off with the newsy hour is not news about Wisconsin, but kind of potentially what could have been in Wisconsin. We are one Republican governor away from being in a similar situation that it seems like Florida now finds themselves in.
Yep.
And to be fair, Florida voted overwhelmingly for Ron DeSantis in his last election. And so the question is, for the people who didn't vote for him and who are not on board with the sweeping changes that he is pushing through, which we will get to in a second, at what point do you move is my question. And I think Wisconsin saw some of that under Scott Walker for people who were very much against everything that he was doing. And so the bigger question that I want to ask the audience as we continue to talk about this is how much, whether you want to speak for yourself or in mass, how much do the politics of the place that you call home, you can be pissed off about it, but how much does it actually impact your decision to move entirely? And because, you know, Florida has seen, it's one of the fastest growing states right now.
Which continually blows my mind.
You know, and it was funny because for the weekend, Mike's cousins were in town, or cousin and his wife, and they are traveling physical therapists. And so it's been great for them, right? They've gotten to see different parts of the country, but right now they're in like Palm Beach and they're from Wisconsin. Well, she's from Illinois. He's from Wisconsin. And I asked him, like, so he's like, it's so nice there. It's so nice. And I was like, well, is it beyond the weather? Is it like, is there other stuff that you find really appealing about it without the weather? And he goes, well, no, like in other, if you take a weather away, it's, you know, it's where they're at is like one of the highest.
It's a pretty wealthy
area. It's a really wealthy area. It's mostly retired people. It's very chill. But he was, you know, it's the weather for most people, right? And so I get that. I get there's no income tax, the weather, and like how much do you justify the politics if they're not your politics?
And if it doesn't affect you.
And if it doesn't affect you, you're fine. And so let me go through But my question, if you want to call in or you want to text in, kind of on this question of, I'm going to go through what the details are, but think about where's the line when the politics get so bad that you would think about moving.
I've had enough. Right?
Yeah. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. So proposed Florida laws are about to get even further, go further to the right. So their legislative session starts tomorrow, and GOP lawmakers in Florida have unveiled a suite of bills that are delighting conservatives.
I'm sure.
And worrying progressives, free speech groups, and civil rights leaders. And, you know, a lot of this, at least according to the New York Times article I found on this, is setting the stage for Ron DeSantis to have a platform to run on.
For
president in 2024.
So he'll be the, what, education reformer?
Well, it's more than just education. So the bills include, this is for the, and we'll go over some of the things he's already done, but the bills include a ban on gender studies majors and minors in higher education, open up media organizations to more libel lawsuits, create a universal school choice voucher program, and a concealed carry weapons bill that Floridians who do not have felony arrests or certain arrests related to substance abuse could carry a firearm without the current permit requirement.
So,
and
I've just got to stop you for so substance abuse, yes, but domestic violence, no.
Doesn't sound like it.
Okay.
Yeah. And the state now, I mean, just to go a little bit further on that one, the state now requires anyone seeking a permit to undergo background checks, fingerprinting, and training course, and to fire a gun in front of an instructor. But this would
get rid of all that.
Get rid of all that.
Why would you want that?
And, you know, this is on top of the Don't Say Gay bill. This is on top of the 2022 budget provision that allowed him to spend $12 million to transport migrants out of Florida. He's requested another $12 million to do the same. There's now 31 million and 27 new positions for the state's Office of Election Crimes and Security, which was created last year to investigate election fraud. And with that $31 million, there has been 20 arrests since in August.
20.
There's been 20, but shortly after judges dropped charges on most of them. And so we can get a little bit further into the frustration that these bills, and a little bit more detail that the bills that they're proposing and likely are going to be greenlit easily.
Pretty easily. Oh, yeah.
But I think it comes back to, does this dissuade anyone? Obviously, it attracts some people. Some people, there's obviously a base who is for all of these things.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's the majority. Even if, you know, in a binary choice between Republican, Democrat, there are a lot of moderates in there who, for whatever reason, choose a Republican, but they're not all in on this kind of conservative agenda, right? And so for others, like, at what point does it change your mind about whether or not you're going to live there? All right, we'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madinaire. We are here on this Monday asking the question, how, for the average person, and maybe not even for the average person, but how bad do things have to get in your point of view before you're like, I can't live here anymore?
See, and I think what makes Florida unique, though, is the number of retirees who go there.
Mm-hmm.
Again, because of no income tax and the weather and not having to shovel. And I don't know that they care about education because they're old.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many of these other, reproductive rights, probably not too concerned about that if you're over 60.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of my point as far as who's affected. How much does it take till it affects you to say, because sometimes even when it does affect you, obviously moving is not easy.
And it's expensive.
And leaving your friends and family, if you're from that place, is not easy. And so it comes back to, it's up to you to elect the people that you want to elect and representational government and everything like that. But I just think I remember asking a girlfriend of mine who lives in Houston. And this was October 2021, and they had just passed their 6-week abortion civil lawsuit. You can sue anyone who potentially helps someone get an abortion law. And she's my age. At that point, she had just had her second kid, married, kids, job, and I would say is aware of the news, watches the news, doesn't work in the news or in politics in the way that I do.
She keeps up on it though.
Yeah, and certainly more left than her husband's a little bit more right. She's a little more left. And we were on a walk because we were on like a girls' trip or something, and I asked her, "What is it like to?" Because it was everywhere in the news, right? That was a huge deal when that first happened. Not only just because of reproductive freedom. But it was also the nature of that bill was wild as far as anyone, it's just putting a bounty on people, right? And so to me, it was such a big deal. So many people were talking about it. And I asked her, I was like, what is it like to live there right now? Does it feel any different? Are people talking about it in your life?
Right.
And like, no.
No.
Not really. That's kind of what she said. It's just the reality of her world is she's not a young person who's going to get pregnant. she's kind of consumed with her routine and her kids and her job, and she can disagree with it, but it doesn't change anything.
Right.
And it just makes me think when we, as progressives, as left people, and it goes both ways. I'm sure there's people want to rip their hair out. I'm sure conservatives, when they look at things in California or Massachusetts or Connecticut, are like, oh my God. But the point of which for some of these, I mean, so for some of these programs, like the higher education bill, where they're limiting what you can major in, and the after effect, like after effects of that is, will less people choose Florida schools.
And what about the value of Florida schools?
Totally.
Is that going to, you know, lessen their stature? Why do I want to go to a university that limits what I can learn?
Totally. But even the defamation bill for Florida media outlets and how much more vulnerable it makes them to do reporting based on their ability to get sued. The voucher. It's interesting because, like, we obviously have the voucher debate here, and at least in, I mean, what's interesting there, though, is that not only is it money to go, so this is the interesting thing for their voucher bill. Critics obviously are saying it would defund public schools to a dangerous extent, but it would make vouchers that are currently worth about $8,200 a year to K through 12 students with few eligibility restrictions. So you laughed at your money going to private
religious schools.
So it would not only be able to be used on private and religious schools, but also for homeschooling,
what?
Private tutoring, and other education-related expenses.
Wait. For homeschooling?
Yep.
That's absurd.
So, like, I think about that, and it's the 20-year view of what does this do to our education system and, like, our, like, educated populace. And also concealed carry is scary for some people, right? And so some of these obviously impact a bigger proportion of the population than others. But it just, that's kind of when I read this, because obviously right now, for at least the next 4 years, we have a veto pen with Governor Evers, and like a lot of the more extreme stuff is not going to happen here. But it does bring up the question as far as, do most people just not think about this and it just is what it is and you can vote and maybe move to an area in your state that feels a little bit more aligned with your politics. But beyond that, does it ever get so bad that you're motivated to actually leave the state?
Well, I think for parents of children, and certainly parents of queer kids and trans kids, they have a big incentive to get out of there.
I know.
They do.
I know. And the question is, like, can they?
Can you afford it?
Can you afford it? And, like, where do you go? Because, I mean, especially once you're in, like, in that case, you have to move pretty far. Like, if you're in the South and you're trying to escape in any of the reproductive rights bans and laws, or some of these, like, anti-trans, anti-LGBTQ laws that are coming down the pipe, like, you got to move pretty far. It's not just, like, the state over anymore.
Right.
And so I don't know, but that was what was on my mind this Monday morning. When we come back, a masterclass and the GOAT, that is Jon Stewart. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. A man arrested and accused of trying to open a door to the outside of a jetliner in flight and of stabbing a flight attendant. This was the pilot talking to a tower.
That person was subdued and is being detained right now. However, it's not
going quietly. He's just laying there with six able bodies on top of him.
That clip from Broadcastify. The railroad says there were chemical tanker cars on the freight train that derailed in Springfield, Ohio over the weekend, but none of those tanker cars jumped the tracks.
We've seen EPA officials here throughout the day. We've seen a couple of folks even wearing hazmat vests going through that crash site just to look and investigate.
ABC's Alex Prochet in Springfield. U.S. and Mexican officials working to find four Americans kidnapped in Mexico. White House spokesperson Corinne Jean-Pierre.
We will continue to coordinate with Mexico and push them to bring those responsible to justice.
This is ABC News.
Aha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute.
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local civic media station. That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast. And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues, from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's that song again!
Yay!
Here's that song again!
For the 100th time today!
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news? I gotta let it.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. And boy, oh boy, is Jon Stewart just the GOAT.
Isn't he?
Gosh.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked a little bit last week about Hasan Minhaj and how great of a job he did last week on a variety of different topics, because he really stuck it. Who's the bald guy from Shark Tank? Kevin something. I forgot what his name is, but they had he gives like financial advice, and like Hasan like kind of gave it to him. Was like, you know, when you're talking about people's wallets and the individual situations that they're in, like you got to be careful. And it was interesting of like how. I mean, especially now as someone who interviews people and is also innately a people pleaser. And the ability, it's one thing to be able to debate like this, but also just take it to someone that hard. And so basically what had happened was, so I would say, I don't know the numbers of how many people are watching Jon Stewart's new show. It's called The Problem with Jon Stewart. It's a podcast. It's also a show on Apple TV. It is been criticized because it's not as, it's certainly not as funny as The Daily Show.
No, it's not, but I think that's by design.
Yes. And I would say, while it's funny because it's still Jon Stewart calling BS and his quick wit and his quick analogies that make it breaks it down for you, but it is much more serious in nature, and it taps in, I think, much more to his activist side than his comedian side.
Yep.
And he had a clips last year that went viral with the attorney general from Arkansas and how he kind of cornered her into basically admitting that she didn't know she was talking about when it came to medical, what the medical, all of the medical boards say when it comes to trans youth. And
the best
care,
way to treat them.
And the care that they should be getting. And she kind of, she really showed her butt. And so you'd think as a staffer who's aware of the media, you maybe wouldn't serve your state senator up on a platter to be interviewed by Jon Stewart. Right? Like, this is kind of goes back to Better Know a District. This was on the Stephen Colbert Show.
Oh, yes.
When unknowingly, you know, congressmen from across the country would go on the Colbert Report and be interviewed by him and just be embarrassed.
without realizing it.
Without realizing it. And then I think people started to catch on, and I don't know how many they got out before people were like, yeah, this is, we're probably not going to come out of this looking good.
Let's not do this interview.
But on Friday, an episode of The Problem, I think it was the first episode of this season, and he grilled a pro-gun, anti-drag show Oklahoma State Senator Nathan Dom, who wants existing controls loosened. This is in Oklahoma, so yeah, you can probably imagine what the gun laws are in Oklahoma.
Pretty loose already.
To encourage increased gun ownership. So we broke this down, and we're going to take it clip by clip. We couldn't even, I highly encourage you to go watch the whole thing. It's already been viewed over almost 9 million times.
It's really, really well done.
So we'll just start with, they talked about the number of guns in the U.S.
You're saying more guns makes us more safe.
Yes.
So when we got 400 million guns in the country, we had an increase and gun deaths went up. So when exactly does this curve hit that takes it down? Would a billion guns do it?
Let's just run those numbers. You know, 400 million, 50,000.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about a less than a fraction of not even a percent, of a hundredth of a percent.
But it goes up, not down. So your argument is backwards.
But if you want, okay, so let's come up with a solution. Okay, so one of the issues, a contributing factor, again, I believe it's the individual that is the problem.
So your solution to that is give them more guns.
Ha.
Ha. Huh. So it's the individual.
That's the problem.
Not the gun.
Not the weapon.
Let's focus on the individual. So what do we need to do to focus on the individual?
Because people are the problem, we need to look at the problems that those people are facing and how do we address it.
But you've removed the ability for the state to do that.
No, because you're...
If you don't have background checks, mm-hmm, and you don't have registration and permitting, how do you know who has a problem in terms of the people who you're giving a gun to? What you're doing is you're bringing chaos to order.
That's your subjective opinion, that it's bringing chaos to order.
It's not my subjective opinion. We have 50,000 gun-related deaths. That's not a subjective opinion.
Okay, so
that's dead people.
He does that a couple times throughout this. The senator, the state senator does. It's like, that's your opinion. And it's like, no, those are numbers.
Those are factual numbers, yes.
And so then he points out another major cause of death in the U.S.
If we're going to talk about protecting lives, that's a larger issue in America than guns is. If we're talking about individual lives of ways that they can be protected, loss of life in America, there's loss of life through fentanyl. There's loss of life through obesity. The obesity crisis in America costs six times the number of lives as guns.
Right. And so, you're the guy saying, you know what would help this? ice cream.
No. So, you know what would help the problem that we're facing with firearms?
What?
The fatherlessness crisis that we have in America.
What? This is where, because I've heard this argument before at another place that we've worked.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the parents. No one knows how to parent. How are you going to legislate better parenting? You're going to lock people up if they get divorced? You know, like, lock people up when they get locked up because they can't be there anymore? Like, you can point to this, like, vague thing as far as, you know, parents, like, having two parents in the house and all of these different things. But what do you do to fix that? You're going to force people to not get divorced? Like, what are you talking about as far as that being an avenue? If you're saying that that's a cause, fine. One, I don't believe you. But two, how do you fix that then? Anyways, so he goes on to keep talking about fatherlessness.
This is State Senator Nathan Dom, who is from Oklahoma, talking to Jon Stewart Friday night on The Problem with Jon Stewart on Apple Plus.
If you look at the statistics.
Right. Yeah, they're dying from gun deaths.
80%
yeah.
of school shooters
uh-huh.
either came from a broken or fatherless home.
Uh-huh. So you would say no guns for fatherless homes?
No, that's not what I would say.
Oh.
I would say that fathers need to be more engaged.
Great. So let's
crime
let's
with a firearm
more,
if they don't have a father in the home.
Let's put more resources into areas that are poverty-stricken. All for it.
And into fatherlessness. And that's something that we're doing
in Oklahoma. But why with guns are you against bringing order?
I'm not against bringing order.
You are. You're also making it less safe.
I would love to know more about his measures to increase fathers' involvement with their children and how you legislate that.
Like, how do you legislate better parenting? I mean, that's a real question, right? Because I've heard conservatives make this argument as far as it being, you know, the stain on the fabric of our society is parenting. But, okay, how do you moderate? I mean, how do you legislate that at all?
One would almost think that it would require some punitive measures against men.
that's a different conversation, but... Okay, so then we move on to, this is why, like, you have to watch the whole thing, because we're kind of breaking it up just to take the best pieces for us, I think, bringing it out. But so then we're talking about, because his whole argument is that more guns, his being the state senator, more guns means things are safer.
Yes, more guns are better.
So then how does that relate to police when they're approaching a suspect or a home that could have guns in it?
When the police go to a domestic call, it's the most dangerous call they can go on.
Mm-hmm.
In your world, if they knew that there were firearms in the house, that's a safer call. Is that what you're saying?
No, because police...
Because why?
Because police treat every situation as a potential...
But more guns makes us safer. So why don't, when the police go to a house filled with guns, why don't they breathe a sigh of relief knowing that this... Second Amendment that shall not be infringed is being exercised so fruitfully. What the police say, if we had gun registration, if we were able to track purchases, they have a technology that every bullet would be stamped with an individual like a fingerprint. If we had an ATF that wasn't defunded, we would be able to enforce gun laws more effectively, and we would be able to solve gun crimes more effectively. You're against all of that.
Because the person is the threat, not the firearm, not the knife.
I get it.
The person, the individual,
Great.
Is the one that is the concern
Great.
Here.
But you don't want anything that could help law enforcement or society determine whether or not a person is a good guy with a gun or a bad guy with a gun.
Most even
law enforcement. The registry would allow you to have much more effective background checks.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand why you won't just admit that you are making it harder for police to manage the streets by allowing all of these guns to go out without permits, without checks, and without background stuff. Why is that hard? Why can't you just stand by that?
Because that's not what I'm doing. I'm defending the individual's right to keep and bear arms.
That's a different argument.
Yes, again, this is a state senator, Nathan Dom from Oklahoma, who says, you know, he is a strict constitutionalist and a Second Amendment purist.
And it gets, it's interesting to watch this debate happen because John Stewart's also clearly not changing his mind. Right.
Right.
And I think this goes back to even last week when we were talking about how do you talk to people where you just fundamentally like can't get on the same page? Because even though we watch this, or many of us watch this and be like, John Stewart schooled this guy. And, you know, 8-9 million people have watched this already. I don't think State Senator Dom left that conversation rethinking his stances on these things, right?
No, not at all. And probably just feels he was reinforced.
Yeah, or it was a gotcha moment, or he was lied to as far as what this conversation was going to be. Who knows? But anyways, this was, to me, because we're getting into so many of these states that the hypocrisy around we're not going to protect kids from guns, but we are going to protect kids from drag shows is happening. So John Stewart takes a turn and talks about what rights can't be infringed on, mainly being, you know, the Second Amendment versus free speech, and brings the trans issue into this.
You want to ban drag show readings to children?
To my eyes, yes.
Why?
Why can we prohibit children from voting, those under 18 from voting?
Why are you banning that? Is that free speech? Are you infringing on that performer's free speech?
They can continue to exercise their free speech, just not in front of a child.
Why?
Because the government does have a responsibility to protect.
I'm sorry?
The government does have a responsibility in certain instances.
What's the leading cause of death amongst children in this country? And I'm going to give you a hint. It's not drag show readings to children.
Correct, yes.
So what is it?
I'm presuming you're going to say it's firearms.
No, I'm not going to say it like it's an opinion. That's what it is. It's firearms. More than cancer, more than car accidents. And what you're telling me is you don't mind infringing free speech to protect children from this amorphous thing that you think of. But when it comes to children that have died, you don't give a flying f- to stop that because that shall not be infringed. That is hypocrisy at its highest order.
Yeah, it's really, highly recommend it. And it's all over Twitter. I know if you don't have Apple Plus and, you know, not a subscriber, you should be able to catch it on somebody's Twitter feed.
It's so good. And one part that we didn't include that to me, because I've made the argument, it's like, all right, you register your car, you have to get a license to drive a car. Why shouldn't you have to get one to another? Because a car can be, as we know very much so in Wisconsin, can be a deadly weapon.
Absolutely.
And used as a weapon. And yet a actual weapon that is made to be a weapon, some people don't want it to be registered. But what he made even more simply, the argument is it a right to be able to vote? And of course, the state senator had to say yes, with certain limitations, whatever, felony,
right,
being 18. What do you have to do to be able to vote? And he listed off a couple things, and you could see, and you have to register. We'll put this in today's show notes. It's so good. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Party at the station. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news?
When it's raining cats and dogs,
your business can rain profits.
Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local civic media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the cat's meow.
Pat, I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And they
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media. We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained, this is Civic Media.
If you're looking at a globe or a map of the world, and you want to understand it, you got to know these hemispheres, north and south poles, equator, oceans, continents, and lots of countries. The real world is
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. What song was that, Jane?
That is the geography song, Kristen Bry.
It's just called the geography song?
It's called the geography song.
All right. Well.
There's a reason for
this.
There
is a reason, as always, with Jane's music. There is always a reason and an Easter egg and a point behind the special songs that she finds. And today's is because, you know, I think by now we all know that champagne is not champagne if it does not come from the French region of Champagne.
Exactamundo, yes.
It's Prosecco, it's sparkling wine, it is something besides champagne. And I used to be friends with someone who was French. I mean, he's still French, but his dad is like the lawyer for Champagne, France.
Seriously.
And they filed a lawsuit against Apple because at one point when one of the iPhones came out and it was a champagne color, they sued Apple so they couldn't even call it champagne. They won. They changed it to rose gold.
What?
Yes. So like Champagne France takes their trademark very, very seriously.
My goodness.
But turns out Gruyere cheese will not get that same special privilege. And so this is out of, I think, Virginia. And Gruyere can now be used as a label for cheese, even if it was made outside of the Gruyere region of Switzerland and France, a U.S. appeals court ruled.
Jeez. So they did sue.
They did sue. So it was a suit that was filed and rejected, or a claim that was rejected by two groups representing cheese producers from Switzerland and France for a mark that would restrict the use of Gruyere to cheese from Gruyere itself. And so the U.S. Patent Court of Appeals, so Virginia-based 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on Friday that cheese made in the U.S., Netherlands, Germany, Austria can all also call themselves Gruyere.
Bad news, Switzerland.
And so this, where my mind went with this, which is maybe a little bit of a stretch, was can Colby cheese only come from Colby, Wisconsin?
If you asked Colby, Wisconsin, they would probably say yes.
And then that immediately made me think about how every couple years, the representative, whoever's representing Colby, Wisconsin, makes an argument that Colby should be the official state cheese of Wisconsin, and then it inevitably always fails. Like, even if it gets out of committee, there's still people who are like, yeah, no, we're not picking one cheese to be the state cheese. And then it, like, the debate eventually comes up across all media outlets that are constantly looking for something to talk about. We're like, well, here's a quintessential Wisconsin debate. What is our, if there were a state cheese, what would it be? And I guess we're going to do that right now, because I would say cheddar.
I would also go with cheddar, but I would also say We welcome all cheeses.
We do welcome all cheeses. And actually, the cheese we make the most of is mozzarella.
Which I have to say is like the least of cheeses.
You don't like mozzarella cheese?
It doesn't taste like anything.
What about like fresh mozzarella, not the shredded kind that goes on pizza, like the actual like mozzarella balls? So yeah. You don't like a caprese salad?
No.
Really?
It's tasteless.
Oh, but the texture's so nice.
It's a big squishy ball of nothing. But wow. I would go with
really disagree on this.
That's fine. Oh no, fight. extra sharp cheddar is the way to go.
But that's what the extra sharp cheddar is also what I associate when I think of Wisconsin. And I don't know, I mean, or a cheese curd. But I guess that is a type of cheese, but it's also the form that it comes in that's very
well, it's the form
specific.
Yes, exactly.
But I thought this was fun too. If you can, there's other foods that have place-based names.
Okay.
And let's see if you can guess, and everyone at home can play along, but if you can guess the country that the name originates from.
All right.
So
I'm ready.
Black Forest ham.
That's Germany.
Okay. Lima beans.
Peru.
Sriracha sauce.
India.
Okay. I'm scrolling down to make sure I have all the answers. Cheddar cheese.
The U.S.
Fig Newton.
Greece.
Habanero pepper.
Mexico.
You were close. So you actually did pretty well. So one is Germany. Black Forest ham.
Okay.
Two is Peru with lima beans. Mm-hmm. Sriracha is Thailand.
Oh, I did not know that.
Cheddar cheese, England.
Really?
I guess there's a place called Cheddar, England? Ask Paul.
I will.
That one surprised me.
I'm surprised by that. I don't necessarily associate England with great cheese.
Yeah, me either.
Although they do have lots. They have lots of cows.
United States is for Fig Newton. It was named after Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh.
I haven't had a Fig Newton in a really long time.
It's because they're bad cookies.
Man, you're really downing on a lot of things that I like this morning. Jeez, don't yuck my yum.
Don't what?
Don't yuck my yum.
Got it.
And then the last one, the habanero pepper, is Cuba.
Oh, Cuba, not Mexico.
Not Mexico.
All right.
So there you go. So check twice. If you really are a stickler to your Gruyere cheese coming from the Gruyere region of Switzerland and France.
Jeez, snobs. You're gonna have to
start double checking and not just trusting that it's from there, because anyone can call their cheese Gruyere going forward. It does not have to be from a specific place.
Nope.
And so
no standards anymore.
Do you like Gruyere cheese?
I do.
All right, one thing you like.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that will about do it for our first hour of today's show. When we come back, Annie Grahl is going to be here from Democrats Abroad, which, like we said earlier, is a organization that helps people living abroad who identify as Democrats, who are still voting in the U.S., get information and advocate for them as far as trying to get out the vote and make voting potentially easier for them. And so we are going to be talking to Annie when we come back. And then at 12:30, we're talking to Jesse O'Poyan and Scott Girard about the foundational level of the education funding debate that we are embarking on, what the arguments are, what the negotiating chips could be. So that's coming up at 12:30. But for now, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
In the continents, it's divided again into many different countries, also called nations.
How many countries have you ever wondered? Count them all up. It's almost 200. Almost 200 countries.
Sing it one more time.
If you're looking at a globe or a map of the world, and you want to understand it, you gotta know these hemispheres: North and South Poles, Equator, oceans, continents, and lots and lots.
Hear that?
If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.